Then Húrin thought for a while in silence. "There is my mother's kin in Brethil," he said. "That is some 30 leagues as the eagle flies."
"If such an evil time should indeed come, what help would there be in men?"
said Morwen.
"The house of Beor has fallen. If the great house of Hador falls, in what holes shall the little folk of Haleth creep?"
"In such as they can find," said Húrin. "But do not doubt their valour, though they are few and unlearned. Where else is hope?"
"You do not speak of Gondolin," said Morwen.
"No, for that name has never passed my lips," said Húrin. "Yet the word is true that you have heard. I have been there. But I tell you now truly, as I have told no other, and will not, I do not know where it stands."
"But you guess, and guess near, I think," said Morwen.
"It may be so," said Húrin. "But unless Turgon himself released me from my oath, I could not tell that guess even to you, and therefore your search would be vain. But were I to speak, to my shame, you would at best but come at a shut gate, for unless Turgon comes out to war, and of that no word has been heard, and it is not hoped, no one will come in."
"Then if your kin are not hopeful, and your friends deny you," said Morwen, "I must take counsel for myself, and to me now comes the thought of Doriath."
"Ever your aim is high," said Húrin.
"Over high, you would say," said Morwen. "But last of all defences will the girdle of Melian be broken, I think, and the house of Beor will not be despised in Doriath. Am I not now kin of the king? For Beren, son of Barahir, was grandson of Bregor, as was my father also."
"My heart does not lean to Thingol," said Húrin. "No help will come from him to King Fingon. And I know not what shadow falls on my spirit when Doriath is named."
"At the name of Brethil, my heart also is darkened," said Morwen.
Then suddenly Húrin laughed, and he said, "Here we sit debating things beyond our reach, and shadows that come out of dream. Things will not go so ill. But if they do, then to your courage and counsel all is committed. Do then what your heart bids you, but do it swiftly. And if we gain our ends, then the elven kings are resolved to restore all the fiefs of Beor's house to his heir, and that is you, Morwen, daughter of Baragund. Wide lordships we should then wield, and a high inheritance come to our son. Without the malice in the north, he should come to great wealth, and be a king among men."
"Húrin Thalion," said Morwen, "this I judge truer to say, that you look high, but I fear to fall low."
"That at the worst you need not fear," said Húrin. That night Túrin half woke, and it seemed to him that his father and mother stood beside his bed and looked down on him in the light of the candles that they held. But he could not see their faces.